All right, Steve, we see that the La Farm bill did not pass the House of Representatives late last week. One of those kind of news items that maybe didn't get a lot of play late in the week for a variety of reasons. A lot of other news items seem to take hold. That being stated, though, your New York State Farm Bureau not happy with that development. Express your disappointment in this.
Yeah, disappointment is a good word. This is an important piece of legislation for our farmers because it sets farm policy for the next 5 years. Things have to do with conservation programs, crop insurance initiatives, a whole host of things, you know, even the rural broadband and rural economic development issues. So it's important for our farmers to have some kind of policy in place so they know what they can rely on, they know what the playing field is going to be, and especially in light of a really difficult farm economy right now where commodity prices are low across the board. Our farmers want to have some certainty going forward of what protections may be in place and what farm policy is going to be like. So we were very discouraged that the House did not pass this bill, and there's really no clear path forward as of right now.
You know, there most certainly are a lot of elements in there that you just mentioned that are worth following up on. But the first and foremost, the crop insurance and the fluctuating level of commodities. I guess that's always been the case with farming, for sure. But what is right now driving this economy, this agricultural economy, to be depressed right now?
Low milk prices are one of the main factors, at least here in New York. Supply is up, demand is down is probably the simplest way of looking at it. And when we talk about demand, it's not just at the local level or, you know, fluid milk consumption is down, but on the world export markets, we're seeing a drop in where U.S. milk is going for a variety of factors and changes on the world market. On the other hand, there are, you know, cheese is up. We're seeing, you know, still a great interest in yogurt. More people are turning back to high fat like butter as opposed to margarine. So there are a lot of positive aspects in the dairy industry. But all in all, we have an oversupply and you know, not as many places for that milk to go to. So that has been keeping prices pretty low for going on 4 years now. And for most farms, they're producing milk. It's more expensive for them to produce it than what they can sell it for because they have no control over the milk price. That's set by this federal milk marketing order that's quite complicated. So it's farmers are struggling, to say the least. But it's not just in dairy. Grape growers, you know, the Concord grape industry is really been taking a hit on low grape prices. We're seeing low beef prices. Commodity prices are low for things like corn and soybeans. So it's really across the farm sector that our farms are really struggling to make ends meet.
You know, you also mentioned in your opening comments about how things like, for example, there's rural broadband elements inside this bill as well. How important is that to the farming community to have that type of access?
It's very important. Farming is becoming more, you know, based in technology, just like every other sector of our economy and in their way of life. You know, farms depend on getting information quickly. They may have to send information, you know, file reports electronically. They need to keep abreast of the latest market news. A lot of their equipment uses, you know, GPS tracking, or they may have to, you know, download information to repair their equipment, or on the flip side, you know, send their data onto equipment makers to help them assess issues. So there are many, many ways that farms incorporate technology into their business model and into what they do on the farm, and it's important that they have access to the latest and fastest information sharing technology that's out there.
Can you get into the politics behind this? What's keeping the Farm Bill from being a success? Because you think it would touch upon so many different constituencies throughout the country that it would be a fairly easy piece of legislation to pass in that regard.
Yeah, you would think that would be the case. Now, the Farm Bill really is two separate components. There is the ag policy side, and then the larger piece of the funding pie, so to speak, is the nutrition title, which has a lot of benefits like the SNAP program for low-income families, senior assistance, things like that for helping people access food who otherwise might not be able to afford it. So there is some political wrangling over, you know, potential SNAP cuts or changes to the SNAP program. On the flip side, there's also opposition to spending on the farm side and the crop insurance policy. And then Republicans in the Freedom Caucus were also pushing their own immigration bill, and they wanted to vote on that before a vote on the farm bill, and that also held up even, you know, Republicans being together on this initiative. So there are a lot of politics at play. You know, Farm Bureau, we just really focus on the farm side of things, but we also believe that our farmers, you know, they're growing the food. They want to make sure people have access to what they grow. So it's really important. Typically, those two titles, the ag title and the nutrition title, bring rural and urban lawmakers together. We're certainly supportive of keeping those two titles together. We think, you know, in the past, it has helped move this bill forward. But, of course, we're at a sticking point, much like we were 5 years ago in 2012, when it took a long time for lawmakers to come to consensus, and they passed a farm bill about a year late. You know, the current farm bill is set to expire in September, and if it doesn't pass, there are certain programs and appropriations that will be, you know, cast aside, and so it's important that we get something done by September.
You really sorted through the politics there well, for sure, but just to get touch on one of the really sticky political issues, and you brought it up, immigration.
We understand the need for enforcement of the laws and border security, but at the same time, we also, you know, recognize that our farmers need access to labor. You know, finding local folks who are wanting to go out and harvest vegetables and milk cows is becoming more and more difficult in today's world. And we found, you know, a lot of migrant workers are skilled in farming in their own countries and are interested in coming here to you know, work and make a better living for themselves and for their families. So we really need some kind of immigration policy in this country that addresses both the seasonal needs, those are the workers that may just come for a few months to harvest the crop, as well as year-round needs, like on our dairy farms, for instance. So we've been advocating for serious immigration reform for many, many years, and you know, we just can't focus on border security. If that's the case, we're not only going to lose farm workers, but we're going to lose jobs, we're going to lose the ability to grow and pick food in this country, and ultimately, you know, we're going to lose the ability to feed ourselves. We're already seeing more and more food imports coming into this country and less food production. And, you know, that's an issue of national security, and that's something that really needs to be addressed in a big, comprehensive immigration package, as well as addressing the workers, the migrant workers who are already here, who may be undocumented. We need to find some kind of solution for them to be able to stay and provide the valuable services that they're doing on our farms.
Steve Ammerman of the New York Farm Bureau, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.